you know. I mean, Cheryl says her brother used to take those little green snakes and catch her and, you know, scare her with them and try to put them down her back of her dress and everything else, you know, or take a big old June bug, you know, them things got all them little crawly fingers on them, you know. He'd run and grab one of those things, pull her shirt out the back, throw him down and then swat her on the back, you know, just mash him, you know. Doesn't that sound just like a brother? Oh, my goodness, especially to his sister. That's just the way life is, you know. And then, of course, then when sister gets mad and starts hollering at him, he hollers, Mama, Cheryl's being mean to me. Doesn't that sound just like us as kids? That's the way we do things, you know. I mean, that's the way it is. Now, it says, of course not, he will not do that. If you, sinful people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? The Lord won't never give you a snake when you ask for a fish. He won't ever do that. He'll give you good things. But the thing about it is you need to realize as you go through the test, it's not going to be easy. Very rarely do you just walk out there and say, Lord, I need $100. And he said, sure, no problem. Here's $500. Just take it. That usually don't happen like that. Once in a while, he may do something like that for you. But as a rule, he does not. You know what God wants you to do to be able to have money? He wants you to work for it. He wants you to get out there and put yourself to work and get in there and pray. Say, Lord, I don't need money. I need a job. I need a place to work. Now, Lord, I want to thank you. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to find one. So you put feet to your prayers. I think about, every time I think about this story right here, I think about the woman that had been praying for this, some kind of a club that moved in across the street and they drink and all kinds of stuff and people were parking her yard and do all kinds of stuff and she didn't like it and she prayed and prayed and prayed and asked God to close that thing and everything else and nothing ever happened. One day a lady was over helping her clean house she said, you know, I wish that club would you know, go away. And she said, would you pray with me that that club will go away? And so this little housemaid said, sure. So they prayed and she asked the Lord to do something great to get that thing out of the way, whatever it took to get that club to close it down. Well, that night, the thing burned down. And after it burned down, of course, it was gone. And the next time she saw that little lady, she said, wow, your prayer and mine must have been powerful. She said, I've been praying for months and nothing happened. Oh, she said, that's simple. When I heard you pray the night, I thought, well, there's one way to do it. And that's put feet to your prayer. She said, I burned the thing down. Hey, that's one way to get your prayers answered. Put feet to them. Make it happen. So it's kind of amazing. When you pray, put feet to your prayers. When you say, Lord, I need a job, get out and look for one. You know, don't sit there and do nothing and wait for God to lay it in your lap. Go do something. You know, if you're going to look for a house or whatever, you know, don't just, you know, sit there and say, God, I need this or I need that. Do your legwork. You know, spend time. Get in. I don't care what you're looking for. If you're trying to find a new dress, you know, don't just pray for it and ask God to just drop it in your lap. Pray for it and then believe He will do something. I'm going to tell y'all something here that Ayesha taught Cheryl how to go into eBay and bid on things on the internet. Now, I told Ayesha, I said, you know, I'm really going to get you, girl, for this. But the other day, Cheryl was in there, and there was a mink, full-length, black mink coat on there. And we didn't know what it was, but it was the lady said, this is a real coat of some kind. It was really beautiful, and it was whatever. And so since she didn't know it was mink, it was a very low bid, and Cheryl saw it, and so she bid $17.50 for this full-length black mink coat. And she got it. And when it came in, she prayed. I know she prayed. Yes, she all prayed. And she bid $17.50 for this full-length, and when it came in, she had it on. And this little lady back here, which has worked around minks, she walked in, and she said, Cheryl, that's a full-length mink coat. She said, a friend of mine just bought one of those the other day and gave $10,000 for it. and Cheryl got that coat for $17.50. Is that awesome or is that awesome? Now, see, I mean, I tell her, I said, you know, I mean, I said, when we go somewhere, I said, honey, now, you know, here we go out, we go somewhere in the airplane. You know, here in this big, beautiful 421 airplane, we step off, she's in her. I said, don't tell people you give $17.50 for that. Just let them guess, you know. Let them think you're married to a rich preacher, you know. Don't tell them you give $17.50 for it. Oh, goodness. I guess that's wrong, too. I shouldn't do that either, you know. So, oh. Oh, man. It's amazing, huh? Well, that's right, boy. I mean, she got a real deal, I will have to say. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, her singing money. Yeah. But, you know, isn't it amazing that since she's been obedient and served God and walked with Him, He gave her a full-length mink coat that's who knows what it's really worth, but thousands of dollars, I can tell you for sure. And she got it for, well, freight and everything was less than $30. You know, the whole thing, less than $30. And she's wore that thing everywhere. I mean, it's a beautiful coat. You know, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's fantastic. But, you know, it's amazing what God can do for you and how He can do it if you'll just serve Him and love Him, you know. So you can wear nice clothes and you don't have to give a lot of money for them. All you got to do is learn how to pray, you know, learn how to pray. So I'm telling you, when you ask God for things, He says, if you will love me and you will put me first in everything you do, I, God, will give you the desires of your heart. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So He, on effective prayer here, He's telling us what to do. Now then, He says here, after He says that, says this, He says, the next verse, verse 12, says, this is also called the golden rule in a lot of people. Do for others what you would have them do for you. This is a summary of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's where this little thing got started. What am I going? How am I going to treat this woman? You know, how am I going to treat this man? How am I going to treat this man? How am I going to treat this woman? Well, think about it like this. I wonder what Jesus would do for her. What would Jesus do? If you think about that and you treat everybody like, how would Jesus treat this person? What would He do here? Did you know that if you start looking at everybody like that, then you will treat people like that? Then the Lord says, as if you do that to them, it will be done unto you. He will return unto you exactly what you give. So I remember one time when I have a nephew that has cerebral palsy. He's now in his mid-40s. I know exactly why he has that too. Because of a sin in his daddy's life when he was being carried in the womb. I didn't understand it then, but I do now. But anyway, he has trouble reading. He can walk and he can read. He graduated from high school, but he has trouble reading. He has trouble talking. It's kind of hard to understand him. I have prayed over him multitudes of times, and I have never been able to get that boy set free. But anyway, one time I went home, and he was there when my mom was still alive, and he was spent a lot of time at her house. And I asked him, I said, Ed, you going to church? No, I quit. I said, what? You quit going to church? Yeah, Uncle Thurman, he says, they asked me to read, and I don't want to read. I can't hardly read. It takes me too long. I said, Eddie, you know why those boys ask you to read? He said, well, no. I said, because they don't want to make you feel like you're left out. They don't want you to feel bad. So they don't want to come along here and say, you read this and you read this and, oh, you read, we'll skip you. I said, because they feel like they're hurting you. I said, what they're really trying to do, those boys are trying to love you. And you're listening to the devil. You're listening to the wrong voice. I said, you go back to that Sunday school class next Sunday. You go in there and you sit down. When you get in there, say, now then, guys, you know I have trouble reading, so don't ask me to read. I don't want to read. You guys do the reading. You can read right up to me, but when it comes to me, y'all know I got cerebral palsy. I said, I know it'll take you a little while to tell him that because he has trouble talking. But I said, you tell him, I have cerebral palsy, and you guys know I have cerebral palsy, and you know I have trouble talking. So I don't want to read. I don't want to take up the time in the class. I just want to be here and listen and be a part of the body of Christ. About 6 months later, I was home, and I said, where are you going Sunday? He said, oh, a couple of boys coming out to get me. We're going to Sunday school. I said, oh, so you did go back? Oh, yeah. He said, man. He said, Uncle Thurman, that was exactly the problem. They told me. He said, well, we knew you had trouble reading, but, Eddie, we didn't want to confront your situation. We didn't want to confront your problem, but we didn't know how to approach it. We didn't want to hurt you. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Hey, see, but if you're serving God and you're in the Word, you understand these things. And so I said, you go in there and you love them boys, and them boys will love you. I said, they'll do great things for you. And if you have a problem, if one of us has a problem, see, instead of just sitting back and letting something overtake us, hey, just jump out there and say, hey, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't feel comfortable doing that. You know, it's just that easy. You know, you want to help me do this? Well, thinking, I really don't, but since you're the pastor and you asked me to, I guess I'll try. Now, if you don't think you can do it, say, hey, I don't believe I can do that. I don't feel comfortable in that. I go with you, but I don't think I can do that. But I'd love to go with you. You know, hey, okay. You know, just tell me. See, whatever you would do to someone else, that's what's going to come back to you. So if you walk in God's kind of love, guess what's going to come back to you? Love. If you walk in anger or hatred, guess what's going to come back to you? Anger and hatred. God shall not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that's what's going to come back to him. That's what he's going to reap. I don't know about you, but I'd a whole lot rather reap love. Hadn't you? I'd a whole lot rather reap love. So that is a spiritual law that God has put in effect, and it's going to work whether you like it or not. It's going to work because he made a spiritual law, and he said, whatsoever you sow, that you're going to reap. So he wrote a golden rule. Do for others what you would have them do for you. So if you do good to them, they're going to do good to you. If you love them, they're going to love you. If you hate them and talk evil about them, they're going to hate you and talk evil about you. That's just the way it's going to be. So we just don't understand these principles.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.